Before you even enter Martin Millennium Academy, you notice large flags from across the world that dot the front lawn. And inside, in the main lobby, visitors are greeted with a neat row of clocks showing different time zones.
We've got Nairobi, Manila, Auckland, Tegucigalpa, Kingston, Beijing, London, and Tarboro. So all over the world and then right here back at home.
That's Principal Erin Swanson. She says the new school strives to have a strong global theme. For example, each grade will focus on one area of the world that will be heavily incorporated into their daily instruction. On top of that, they have about a half dozen international teachers who just arrived in Tarboro last month.
You can pop in here. This is Miss Smith. She is our third grade international teacher from Jamaica.
Students, pencils down quietly.
Marcia Smith is from Jamaica, though her students will spend the next year learning all about Africa. She tries to get them excited with a light jingle.
All right, after two, and remember we're going to put some rhythm, some action. One, two. Third grade at MMA, A-M-R-I-C-A, Africa, Africa, Africa. We welcome you.
Smith says she'll integrate information about Africa every day, its economies, people, geography, in a way that complements their standard course of study.
So they'll know everything about Africa. It's as if they're traveling to Africa and they're still in the States. Yes. So this will be their visa to Africa without leaving home. Yes.
A lot of our kids have not even left the city of Tarboro. So we want to bring the world to Tarboro.
That's John Farley. He's the superintendent of Edgecombe County Public Schools.
It was a risk. This was going down this road was a risk. I didn't know how the community would receive it.
Farley especially didn't know how the community would receive the Spanish immersion component of the new school. Along with its global theme, kindergarten students have the opportunity to receive all of their instruction in Spanish. The program will expand every year until they reach eighth grade.
Todos respetar.
Respetar.
Todos respetar.
I didn't know if the immersion program, if parents would be invested in sending their children to a school where they're teaching full immersion. I mean, kids are going to learn Spanish 100% of the day.
Farley says the community was ecstatic. Martin Millennium Academy is a big deal for the district. This is a district that has one of the highest dropout rates in the state. It also has had three of the lowest performing elementary schools. On top of that, a few years ago, a globally themed charter school opened up next door. Since then, Farley says about 700 students have left the school system.
I knew that some parents in the community wanted to have a different option and a different choice. And so we've given them a new option.
¿A dónde está Hannah? ¿A dónde está Hannah? Hannah!
In this kindergarten Spanish immersion class, teacher Dalia Romero Espinal wastes no time teaching her students basic commands.
Muy bien. ¿A dónde está Blaine?
A little later, the students go on a scavenger hunt to find a make-believe cat.
Uh-oh, pero el gato no está aquí. ¿Hacia dónde vamos?
Almost the entire time, Espinal talks with her students in Spanish. Most of the kids stare at her blankly, while a few seem to understand the general idea. But all of them respond to her in English.
Oh, yeah! So let's find them over there!
Vamos a regresar a nuestra aula.
I knew it!
Most of the students in this school come from poverty, and about 80% are African American. But research shows that despite student backgrounds, those enrolled in dual language programs score significantly higher on state tests than their peers, and they're less likely to drop out. Not to mention, they'll be able to read, write, and speak fluently in both Spanish and English. But that'll take a while. After the scavenger hunt, students in Espinal's kindergarten class sat in a circle on a bright blue rug, learning the Spanish word for this new place they find themselves in.
Escuela. Vamos, repitamos. Escuela.
Rima Crace, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.
Muy bien.